afilu lemishto bei shichra. You could even use your money to buy beer if you want to. Who had in the shul also goes out totally kedusha. You could even make beer there also if you want to. So Rashi says, liknois bedamim lasa shechel ishtois. Like with the money you bought the shul, sold the shul, you could use it to make beer, to buy beer. In other words, it has no kedusha at all. Is that that our Mishnah says that the money still has kedusha? That's only if you didn't sell it with these seven special people in front of the city. But if you sold it in front of the city, these special seven people, then shaper dummy. Mora says, Ravina hevelayahu tila tevei kenishta. Ravina had the property of a place that a shul was once built there. Rashi says, tila means kol bayis horus, any house that was knocked down, kori tail, kumay voisa tail oilam. So the kid says, once a shul on his own property, there was once a shul built there. And then the shul collapsed, the shul caved down. So he wants to know now, what can it do with the place? Does the makam, the ground, still have kedusha not? Is also the came with the Ravashi. He went in front of Ravashi. And Ravina asked Ravashi like this, Amalei, Mao lemizra, can I plant on this kark, on this ground? I own this ground right now. Can I plant there or not? Mao lemizra. Amalei, so Ravashi said, Zil zavnei, mishiva tuvi ir, b'maymer ansher ir. Vizora, if you want that the Kedusha should go off this makam totally, you have to sell it like the Rabbin. You have to sell it in front of these seven people, in front of the Ho'ir. But if not, the Kedusha does not go off it. And since this makam, one side of Kedusha is the Kedusha here, it doesn't go off unless it's sold for Maimed Anshayir, in front of everybody. They have the right to sell it, to make a mamish, go out the Chulin. Otherwise, we say, once the Kedusha was there, where should the Kedusha go to? The Kedusha doesn't go off for nothing. Just the fact the shul was knocked down, so what? This makam was once Kaddish, the Kedusha is still there. The Kedusha doesn't go away. Right. Rami Bar Abba have a Karboni Bekanishta. Rami Bar Abba was in the middle of building a new shul in his city. He wanted to build a new shul. Have a Kanishta Atika. But they also had their own shul in the city still. Now, have a Boyle Mistere. He wanted to knock down his old shul. Ulasuya livna, to take the bricks of the old shul, ukshuri, and to take the beams of the old shul mino, the ayun al hasam, he wanted to bring the bricks and the beams of the old shul to bring it to the new shul to use it. That's what he wanted to do. So they were mamish in the middle, they started to build up a new shul, and they were mixing bricks and beams, so they wanted to know are they allowed to knock down the old shul to use its bricks for the new shul. Is Yosef becoming burly? He sat down and he had a question like this. Hold the Rav Chizda. That we know Rav Chizda says a memory like this. The Yom Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda says, La listar be kenishta. A person is you're not allowed to knock down the shul. Adabone be kenishta achriti. Until you build up another shul. In other words, if you have one shul, you're not allowed to knock it down until first you build up the next shul. And after you have the new shul, then you're allowed to knock down the old shul. But before you build up the new one, you're not allowed to. So who in our case, it should also be Yosser. But he had a question like this. Over there, the pshat is, you can't stop knock down one shul before you build up the new shul, because we're afraid you'd be pashaya, maybe all you do is knock down one shul, and you'll never get around to build up the new shul. So you'll be left with no shuls, therefore it's also to knock down the shul before you build up the new shul. Is Hosam Mishum Shiyusa, Ki Hagav Namai, Mashenka, in my case over here, where we already started to build the new shul, and we're breaking down the old shul totally to get the beams and put it into the new shul, so there's no pshusa here. Like for sure, we won't stop, be lazy, and not build up the new shul. We're in the middle of building it. So maybe in this case, you're allowed to. Is Osla Kaimad Rapapa, he went to Rapapa, the oscillate? No, still he said it's Osla. As maybe it's still pshusa still, even though you're knocking down this shul to use the bricks for another shul, but Kozuman, the next shul is not completely built yet, we're still afraid you can't knock down the old shul. Or else maybe the smar is not only because we're pshiusa, we're afraid you won't build up the new shul, but the pshat is pushing, you have to have a place to daven. Like you're not allowed to knock down one shul before you have another place to daven. So even though the purpose of knocking down the old shul is in order to build up the new shul, still nothing doing. Because if you break down the old shul now, in between, there'll be a time when you won't have where to daven. So that's what that's trying to chizda. Therefore, even here, you're not allowed to knock down the old shul. Yeah. And that's what happened to the Yosele. The Kaim of the Ravuna, the Yosele. Went in front of Ravuna, Ravuna also said, Taka, it's Osir. Nothing doing, it's Osir. The Yosele, the Kaim of the Ravuna, the Yosele. They both said, Taka, it's Osir. Omar Rava said like this. Hai Bekenishte, Chalufa, Uzvuna, Shori. If you have a basic Knesset, the Shul, if you want a Chalufa, make exchange. Like, no, the site here is, the shul has kedusha. This building has kedusha. The kedusha can't stop go nowhere. It has to go on someplace else. The way you can make this makom chol that you can do what you want with it is that you have to take the kedusha off this place and put it onto another place. So if you make a chalufa, you make an exchange. Like you say, you want the kedusha from this base of Megrish here go on to another house, and therefore I want this base nesu to become chulin, to become has no more kedusha. That you could do. Or else Zavuna, you can sell it. By you sell the pshat is you're getting money instead. So it looks like the Kedusha is going off the shul onto the money. So since it looks like the Kedusha is going someplace, that's okay. Even though the Maisa Kedusha doesn't remain on the money either. Have out of the money right away, it becomes chul also. And a chalufin also, just time you're making a switch, does not automatically make the other shul like Kaddish. That's a din of Temura by Kaddishim. If you say Zet HaRazeh, it becomes Kaddish. But if Mephoshim speak out of Stam, you can't just take off the Kedusha from a shul. You have to look like you're putting it on someplace else. If you have another place to put it, then you're okay. If you have no place else to put it, you can't do it. So Rashi says, Chalufa yuzuni, chala kedushosoy al chiluf. If you say you want to exchange the Kedusha from this place and put it on another place, that's okay. Oy al adomim, vuyotza min ha-kedush l'shtamish boy. Now the kedusha goes off the shul, and you're allowed to use it. Mashen kein, ogura, if you want to rent it out, or mashkuna, make it for mashkin for pledge, osir, that's osir. My taima, the kedusha is still there. You can't stop rent out the shul to use it for other purposes. The kedusha is in the shul. Where did the kedusha go? You can't make it a pledge and let somebody use it because the kedusha is still there. What about livni nami? What about the bricks of the shul? It's the same thing. If you have the bricks of your shul, so the bricks, like you broke down the shul, the bricks still have the kedusha, like we said. The kedusha doesn't go away for nothing. So even if you broke down the shul, the bricks have kedusha on it. So now these bricks that have kedusha on it, it depends. Livna nami, chalufinu uzavnuninu shori. If you want to exchange it or take another bricks and say, the kedusha should go on to other bricks, you can do that. Or else if you want to sell it, and with the money you want the money to come, tachas there, that's also mutter. Mashenke nuzafinu, also, if you just want to rent it out, that's no good. That you can't do. But so the honey means, when is this said, the atikta? It's only said with an old shul that you once used already. Since you used it already, it has kedusha on it, so kedusha doesn't go away with nothing. Aval b'charatov, you have a new shul now, less lambo, that you didn't use the shul yet, then there's no kedusha on the bricks. In other words, you have bricks set aside, you plan to build up a nice new shul, and these are the bricks you're going to use to build up the shul. So since you didn't build the shul yet, you only have the bricks set aside, less lambo, then the bricks have no kedusha. Now, v'afilu l'man di'yomer, has monomilsi, even according to Man Yomer, it says, like if you have a room already, and you set aside this room to be a basic nesis, it has kedusha, just the fact you set it aside, with hazmon alone, it gets kedusha. So here also, you set aside these bricks to build up a shul with. Why doesn't the bricks have kedusha? I tell you like this, when do we say the bricks, hazmon, preparing, has kedusha, if you have a beged already, and you want to sew it down to size to use for a mace, as soon as you set aside this beged to say you can use it for a mace, it's called like tachrichim ready, and it's asa b'ano. You're not allowed to use it. Tachrichim a mace, Rashi said, the asuri b'ano. The gamrin and sham yegla rufa, mefarsh asam. The Gemara Nigmat Sanhedrin. That the tachrichim you put on the mace is asa b'ano. So as soon as you have a beged, and you decide to sew it down to the size of the mace, you are mazim, and you set it aside to be used for a mace, then it calls asa b'ano. Avalocha, but over here, we're just making the bricks. You don't have a building yet. It's like you're making the thread to make the clothing with. If you're just making the thread, it has no kedusha. It has no iser. because that's too much before. The Rashi says, "Hani mili boirig beggar the mace shena chosrel ariga v'chiv and chinerig miyad heavy roll of leparsa lemeis." You're only missing just to weave the material together. Avol levena, but here by the bricks, it's mechusa the whole minyan, the whole inyan. You have no building yet, just like here, Rosti. You're only making the threads, so there's no asmona. The fact you plan to make threads now to use it for mace, the threads have no kedusha because they're not ready to be used. It's only if you have the material already, and now you have in mind to sew it together, that it has Kedusha ready. So also, the bricks itself, there's no building yet, there's no Kedusha with the bricks itself. Yeah. And nobody says, that's called Hazmon and Milsi. Now the Gemara says, Matona. What's the luck if you want to give a shul for present to somebody? You have a basic knesset, trashy matona. Nitnu b'nei ir, basic knesset l'tashmi shechil. The b'nei ir, the people in the city, like instead of selling the shul, they gave it to somebody for present. They donated the shul to somebody. Is that called the kedusha goes off or not? Is pligibor ravach or ravina? It's a machlekes. Chad osa v'chad shori. One says it's osa, the kedusha does not go off, and one says it's muta. Mandi also the one that says it's still osor by tifka kedusha osor. Like how could the kedusha go off it? Like he didn't make a solution. He didn't put anything in the place of it. His shul now. I want to give it to somebody for present. So where the kedusha be go on? If you said the kedusha goes off it, if you have another thing for it to go on, either you exchange another room for it, or else you give money for it. The kedusha goes on the money. But here you have nothing. How do you know where will the kedusha be? Where does the kedusha go? Oman the shore, the one that says no, it's mutter. If you give us for present, the kedusha goes off it. Is ilav the heavenly hanomine? If not, the pshat is the fact you're giving to somebody for present is he gave you some enjoyment from it. Is lehevi yoyevle? You want to give it to him, so the pleasure that he gave you is like money. So meila hoder heavenly matonik zvini. We look as if this present looks like a zvin, looks like a sale. In other words, the reason why you give him to him for present is because Mustam, he gave you something back in return. You had some enjoyment from him. So mainly we see the enjoyment as if it's the money there. Therefore we see a chlipin that the kedusha goes off this onto the money you received for the present.
All right, turnover.
Yotana Rabbonim, not like this in the Braisa. Tashmishe mitzvah nizrokim. Something you use for a mitzvah, when you get finished with it, you could throw it away. It has no kedusha, you could just throw it away. Tashmishe kedusha, but something that has was used for kedusha, is nignozin. Then you can't throw it away to be no bizoin with it, but you have to bury it. You have to be no kedusha with it. V'yeluwein tashmishe mitzvah. These are the things that are mitzvah that you'll have to throw away when you get finished. Sukkah. If the mitzvah sukkah, you're allowed to throw away your sukkah. Lulav, you're allowed to throw away the lulav. Shofar, tzitzis, these are some called tashmishi mitzvah. It has kedusha when you're using it for the mitzvah. But when the mitzvah goes away, it has no more kedusha, you can just throw it away. V'yeluwein tashmishi kedusha. These are things called tashmishi kedusha though, that has more chomer and you have to bury them, you can't stand throw them away. Tuluskamei svarim tefillin mezuzas. These are like bags that they used to store, put away, Sifrei Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzas in. So these bags have Kedusha on it, and you can't throw away these bags. V'tik shel Sefer Torah, who are then the tik, the cover of a Sefer Torah itself. V'nartik shel Tefillin, who are then the nartik, the cover that you put your Tefillin away in. Now, Tefillin is called the Dovah Shem Kedusha. So these things that are called, using you use for the Tefillin, is called Tashmishi Kedusha. Or Ritzuas Sayyid, who are then the Ritzuas that's fill in? When you get finished with your tefillin, the Ritzuas, even if you take them off, they become possible to break, it has Kedusha on them, you can't stop throw them away, the Ritzuas, you have to be gone as you have to bury them. Omar Rabba said like this, Meresh at the beginning, half a minute, I used to think, Hai Kursia, that's a type of a stand that they used to put the Sefer Torah on. Like some shoes they have, but after they make Hagbom, they put the Sefer Torah down on the stand. Is Hai Kursia. Tashmish to Tashmish Evi. At the beginning you saw that it's not called a Tashmish to Kedusha. He didn't think really they put the Sefer Torah on top of the stand. He thought like first they put down a talus, and they put the Sefer Torah on top of the talus, and the talus on top of the stand. So the stand is called the Tashmit. The Tashmit is a double removed use. The heavy Vishari, he thought then it's mutter, you're allowed to use it, you don't have to be noy kedusha. You can throw it away. But Kiva the Chazin, but when he saw them, the Maisve Alavai Sefer Torah, when he saw that he actually put the Sefer Torah on top of the stand, so then Amina, I thought now, Tashmash Kedushu, the Yasa, no, you should know it's called the real Tashmash Kedusha, and it's also to use, to throw it away. It has Kedusha, the stand you use the Sefer Torah on, and you have to be gone with it. The Yomar Rav, Rabbi said like this, May Resh at the beginning have Amina used to think, Hi, Prisa, a curtain that you, by the Prechus used by the Aron HaKadosh, the curtain in front of the Aron HaKadosh to cover it with, Tashmas to Tashmas heavy. Beginning used to think it's only a Tashmas to Tashmas, like the Aron HaKadosh itself, that's a good Tashmas that's used for the Sefer Torah, and the curtain in front of it is like a double removed use from the Sefer Torah, and has the Kedusha, you can throw it away. But Kiva the Chazina, we used to see the Eiffel light, they used to wrap around. Omanchi Sifral of Alayu, they used to wrap around like a leave the Sefer Torah on the curtain itself. They sometimes used to like put the bottom part of the curtain in the Aron HaKadosh, and they used to wrap around the Sefer Torah with it. Is Amina used to say now, Tashmish Kedushu. No, it's called the Tashmish of the Sefer Torah itself, and therefore it has Kedusha, you have to be gone as bury it, and it can't stand throw it away. Rashi says the year for the Eifelay, Pomim Shekoflan Oisoy Tachas Sefer Torah. Sometimes they fold it up and put it under the Sefer Torah, so that the Sefer Torah itself is resting on top of the curtain. Therefore, the curtain is like being used for the Sefer Torah itself, so it has Tashmisha Kedusha, you can't throw it away. Fiyosi. Fiyomar Rova, Hai Tevusa the Irfut. If you have an Aron HaKadosh, that's like collapsing. Rashid Irfut, orange in his calcul, it's a broken Aron HaKadosh. Venifran Michibur, it starts to open up, to break. Yeah? So, locker is, Neva Teva Zutasi. If you want to take the wood from the Aron HaKadosh and fix it over and make a small one out of it, that's mutter. Shrashi Lassus, Teva Katanam, Negdeva Rishaino, that's mutter. Like you're using the wood to make another Aron HaKadosh, because you don't have enough wood to make another big one, so from these pieces that are still whole, you make a small one, that's okay. Shari. Of a Kursai Yasser. Kursai is awesome. You just want to make this stand that you put the Sefer Torah on, that's no good. Because that's not mamish like the first use of the Aron HaKadosh. The Aron HaKadosh has more Kedusha than just the stand that they put the Sefer Torah on top sometimes. Therefore, it's also to make it less Kedusha. For Yom HaRova, High Parisa de Bola. If you have the Parichis, that the curtain on the Aron HaKadosh, when it gets ruined, the Bola, it gets all holy, it gets old, is Lemevda Parisa de Safri Shari. If you want to use it to make a covering for the Sefer Torah itself, that's okay, you're allowed to. In other words, you're going up with Dusha. Up until now, it was a curtain for the Aron HaKadosh, and now you're using it to cover up the Sefer Torah itself, that's Mutter. But Lechumashim Masar, if you only want to use it now, this curtain, to cover up chumashim with, that's awesome. Shrashi the chumashim, yesvarm shenasuyim kol chumash levadai, v'chulam begilyan. They used to have mamash like a cloth on a Sefer Torah, but it didn't have all chamisha chumash Torah. They used to have bereshis by itself, shemais by itself. So each one by itself doesn't have that much kedusha on, therefore we're not allowed to take now the curtain and use it for the less, for just for the chumashim. The Yomar Rova, hani zvili de chumshei, Trashi Kimin de Luskema, that's a bag that they used to use to store the Chumashim in, or Kamatri the Safri, or else the Rashi's Argos, Farbiyesh, also Aron HaKadosh, Argos, like a closet, where they used to put the Svarim, or Kamatri the Safri, Tashmish the Kedushin in them. These things also is called the Tashmish the Kedusha. Like the holding Svarim or Sefer Torah is called the Tashmish, is being used for Davashim Kedushan, Vinignosim. And you have to bury them when they get not used, when it's not usable anymore. For the Mar Pshit, of course, these are Mamish Tashmit the Kedusha. You're using it for the Sefer Torah. So Mar says, not the same, I would have thought. Hani Lav Lechobed Avidon. These things are not made to give respect to the Sefer Torah. Rather, Lenture Bialma Avidon. They're only made to protect the Sefer Torah. Like you leave it in the Aron HaKadosh to protect it. Or these bags they used to use was to protect it. So maybe that doesn't have Kedusha Kamash Malon.
the Tashmishiv Dusha doesn't only have to mean something that makes it look nice, that's giving cover to the Sefer Torah. Even though it's something you use just to protect the Sefer Torah with, that also has Kedusha, and you can't throw it away, you have to be gone with it. So tomorrow, who be kenishta to Yudoi Rumoi? There was a base of Knesset in Rome that belonged to Jews, Trashi Ansha Yisrael, Boye Meroima, or Jewish Romans, Le Mechuzah, they came into the city Mechuzah. For the Shiash was some, they settled in the city Mechuzah. They also learned Beit Knesses. So these Roman Jews, made their own shul in the city Mechuzah. They have a Pasek Lehu Idruna, that was, one side of the shul was opened up into another room. They have a Machas Be Mace. There was a mace in that room. Trashi Chedesh Shemesimim Be Mace. They used to leave the mace there until they buried him. So the kids of the basic Knesset was opened up into a room that had a mace there. Now the Kahanim wanted to come into Shul to daven, but since the room was opened up where the mace was, the Tumas HaMace goes into the next room, so the Kahanim can't come in. Is also Amrul and Rava. So they asked Rava, what should we do? Is Amrul Rava said like this, Dolo Tevusa, take the Aron HaKodesh, this box, Oisvei, to have a Kli Eitz Oslanachas. Like, move over the Aron HaKodesh to block the entrance into that room. Therefore, it's called a Chatzitza, so the Tumas HaMeis does not come into the shul, the Kana will be allowed to go into the shul. Why? Because it's called Kli Eitz Oslanachas. This Kli Eitz is only meant to use when it's stationary. You don't move it around. So Drashi Kli Eitz Oslanachas. Just like a sack is something that you move around, who are then a kliyetz is only makabel tumah, is something that's moved around. But here, the yarn or kodesh is something that's always stationary, you don't move it around, it's not makabel tumah. Since it's not makabel tumah, therefore it could be chaytis in the tnei tumah also. So they put it up to block the entrance, the tumah does not come out. And the Mor says, "O kliyets ha'osul nachas, ainu makabel tuma." And therefore, the choytis mifnei atum and also makes a chatzitza, it blocks the tuma from coming out. And therefore, the kohanim could go into the shul to daven. Aba omru le rabbanon le rova. The rabbanon said to rova, "Vazimne de metalti le." No, this aron hakodesh. Sometimes they move it around. Ki monach sefer Torah alayu. Even when they have a sefer Torah on it, vevule metalti mole breikon. It's moved around not only when you take the Svarim out, even when you have the Sefer Torah inside, also sometimes they move around this Aron HaKodesh. So then he said back, then, if so, Layefsher, then you can't use this Aron HaKodesh to block the Tumah, because it's called like a Kli Eitz, it's doing with the sack, that's Makabel Tumah, and anything that in itself is called a Kli Eitz, Makabel Tumah, it can't be a Chatzitza, it can't stop the Tumah. Just the opposite. The Aron itself is a Kli, becomes Tameh, and the Tumah still goes straight through. So he says, if so, then I don't have an Eitzah for you. Then this can't be the Mechitza, you have to do something else. Omer Mazutra, Mitzvachai Svarim Shebolu. If you have the covering of Svarim that got ruined. And Rashi says, it means Asher Sefer Torah, Inu Sefer Torah, you have the mantle of Sefer Torah. They got ruined, they got old. Is Oysa Noysa Tachrich Lameis Mitzvah. You're allowed to use it to bury your mace with it. Why? Because what are you supposed to do with this Tashmish Kedusha? You're supposed to bury them. This is called burying it. Putting it on the mace is also called burying it. The Yomar Rava, Sefer Torah Shabbat, you have a Sefer Torah that got ruined. That became possible. Is going to Noisa, you're supposed to bury it. And Eitzel Tamad Chochem, you should bury it next to a Tamad Chochem. V'yafilu Shein Malachas, even a Tamad Chochem, Rashi Kleimer, Afilu Leishimish Tamad Chochem, Biashas of the Gemara. It'll be Mishnayas of the Brises. He only learned Mishnayas and Brises. He didn't learn Gemara. Still, you could bury the Sefer Torah next to him. And Omarab Acha Bar Yaakov over Kli Cheres. But first, you should put the Sefer Torah into an earthly Kli. Shinem and the Pesach says, when a Satim Kli Cheres, Laman Yamdu Yom Rabin. That has to stay a long time. It shouldn't get ruined in the ground. So that's the way you should bury the Sefer Torah. Put it in an earthly kli, and then put it near a Talmud Chochem that's buried there. V'yamer Papi, Mishmei Derav, Mivei Kenishta Levei Rabbanan Shori. If you want to change around a Bei Kenishta Shul into a base of Medrash, a Bei Rabbanan Shori, try to change it around. That's called Kedusha.
Lassois the base of Knesset's base of Medrash. If you want to change a shul into a base of Medrash, that's mutter. Because mashma, a base of Medrash, has more Kedusha to it. Or but the opposite way, me the Rabbanim of Ekanish, if you have a place that's a base of Medrash, the Rabbanim sit and learn there. Also, you're not allowed to make it just into a shul. A shul means place that people don't learn there. The only daven there that has less Kedusha, you can't change it around. For Papa Mishmei the Rava Masni, it's going on the opposite way. That what you, just the opposite way, you could change it around. And Omer Rav Acha said,